Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the second half of the Independence Day weekend, and we appreciate you tuning in. I hope you're firing up a grill or a smoker wherever you are, whether it be campground, backyard, and creating a little grill envy with those that are around you. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We're going to talk a little beer now, Bob. What you thinking, brother?
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, and thanks for coming back and joining us. We're going to talk about Atwater Brewing, Atwater Brewery. I went to the original Atwater in Detroit about 15 years ago, maybe, and they closed that location, I believe. Anyway, in studio with us is Rick Suarez, and he is working with Atwater. Rick is one of these guys who I'm going to say works for several years for people to help them gain market share and to get their brands promoted. You're more of a brand guy than anything, and you try and target good beers. I remember when you brought Bell's to Puerto Rico, and you're just one. I'd call you a hit man.
Thank you so much. I'm just very passionate about beers, and I like challenges.
So tell me, where in Manhattan did you grow up?
I was born and raised on the Lower East Side, mm-hmm. but eventually grew up in the Bronx, uh-huh. on the Bronx-Yonkers borderline, close to Westchester County.
Oh, wow. Well, that's actually a pretty safe area for the Bronx.
I loved it, but yeah. I really don't miss the rat race in New York since I moved to Michigan. It was pretty nice to get here.
Yeah. I still love going to Manhattan, though.
I don't.
No?
Well, so many people, you know, Manhattan and New York doesn't belong to New Yorkers no more. So if you have lifelong New York, it really belongs to the world.
Yeah. You don't even know you're in America because there's like 300 different languages. You don't know what language you're going to have to compete with when you
don't, and there's so many people from so many parts of the world, and it's so expensive to live. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So what are we tasting right now here?
Right now, we're tasting Dirty Blonde. It's the most happening brand we're having right now in the market. It's pretty much on fire for us. It's a pale wheat at 4.5% with hints of coriander. It's one of those things that go great with white fish. Salads.
That's a lot to say right there.
Yeah, no, it's a very enjoyable beer, and it's so easy to drink, especially with these 90-degree weather out here. It's pretty much our beer that's pretty stacked up in all the major supermarket chains, and it's doing quite well for us. We're very excited with it.
Well, I tell you what, Rick, we're going to take this thing for a test drive with some walleye fillets. I brought you back some Barbecue Bob,
nice.
So we'll pop up Dirty Blonde.
I think that would be
put it with some grilled fish, and we'll see what happens, man.
I think that'd be nice with a fish fry.
Right.
It would be very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. We try to pair up all the beers with foods, especially for the white linen restaurants when you have to kind of educate.
Although I'd say to make your beer better, I would just use a cheap domestic.
Right. No, this doesn't get out of the pint glass.
Right.
We're not putting that in a mixing bowl. Exactly.
So what else did you bring here?
Well, we brought our IPA, which I think is a sleeper. It's called Better Life Choices. Just scored a 94.
Am I seeing a pattern here? We go from Dirty Blondes to Better Life Choices?
Everybody needs a Better Life Choice.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So Better Life Choices, our IPA, 80% Centennial hops, a little caramel malt. And when I get back to the food and aspect of it, I would recommend a pasta. Red meat, spicy foods with it. Really an ideal dish for that.
And why do you say that?
You know, it's just the hints of the malt. It pairs with the spices very well. And like I said, it's our sleeper in the book. We're not known to lead with an IPA, which is kind of thankful. I mean, we lead with our Dirty Blonde. And with our next beer that I brought over also, which is the Vanilla Java Porter, which is the beer that actually made Atwater what it is today. And it's an English-style porter with vanilla notes, easy on the palate, 5%. A world of pairings with it. You can marinate your meats with it, a nice red meat with it. You can use it for desserts also. It pairs great with chocolate desserts, ice cream.
Have you ever marinated anything with it?
I have.
What?
I leave it overnight with a ribeye.
With a ribeye?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you get some nice flavors out of it.
That's interesting. I'm not a marinade guy for beef, especially like a ribeye which is probably one of my favorite steaks. I just like the flavor of the steak so much. I'm always afraid to mess it up.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I don't do it all the time, but you know, you can do it half the time. Right. Me as a Latino, you know, we like to marinate with a lot of garlic and a lot of Goya products. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Right, so, right, right.
Well, you in your honor, overnight. Last weekend we did the pinchos.
I heard you last week. You know, I've been listening to you guys from day one. I'm a faithful listener.
I know you are. And actually, you text me after every show.
I text you after every show. And I
what'd
you
say
know.
That for? That was stupid.
Yeah. No, I never say that.
He's got that one on auto respond right there.
He just
yeah.
hits paste.
No, listen, I religiously listen from 8 to 9 in the morning every Saturday, and,
right.
and I get my little pointers, you know, and you learn a lot everywhere. And I'm fascinated by the people you have met along the way.
Yeah, that's a blessing. Yeah. It truly is, and you're one of them. But we're very fortunate to be able to interact with a lot of really cool people that know a hell of a lot more about beer and food than we do, and yep. we just get to bring it to you.
Yep.
So. That's an awesome part of the show that we enjoy.
Well, and it
lot.
Makes you seek them out too. You know, it. My job is to build the show every week, so I'm forced to go out and seek those people out. And I guess I have probably been very lucky with the people that I've run into. Plus, I travel a lot, and that you know, so they tie together nicely that way. When you're out and about, you stop in a place and you meet some. Jop does this all the time, too. He's always talking about this guy he met or that guy and hot babe or something like that.
Well, it's not just about it's not just about
dirty
the food.
Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All
dirty
of that,
blonde.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the food. It's about the social. It's about the people. It's about yeah. the atmosphere, you know.
So here's a name for a beer. You could do Hot Redhead then.
Right. Yeah. Right. Haven't had any of that yet.
But
leave it alone.
Yeah, I mean, that being said, you know, Atwater is pretty much on fire for us in Michigan, and we're very proud to have that product.
Of course
product.
It's on fire. You're repping them.
And we have nothing to do with that. The people behind it, we have a strong force behind us. We got some great people
but
behind
you
us.
You need to step back, because Atwater is much more than just a brewery as well, because you've got restaurants where you can walk in and have that whole pub feel, but professional chefs. This isn't just sandwiches and things that are unwrapped and put in a microwave. You guys got real restaurants that are associated with your
yeah,
pubs.
Yeah, we have
as well.
Our brew pub in downtown Detroit, obviously. We have a brew pub restaurant in Grosse Pointe, and at Grosse Pointe we have a great brewer named Brad there that brews beers that you can't find, that we don't bottle, we don't keg. It's just specifically for the restaurant.
Really?
And then we have
so
our
that's a must. I got to put that on my list then.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Atwater of Grosse Pointe.
Absolutely.
And that's in Michigan.
Absolutely. Yep. And then, and that being said, I pulled a keg out of there for Shakespeare's in Kalamazoo, celebrating his July 19th anniversary every year. And he only brings in 44 beers that have never been poured before. So we snuck out wow. a cream ale called a Sure Thing Cream Ale. And then lastly, you know, we have a Grand Rapids facility across the street from DeVos that's
right.
doing very well. So
right. My kids, we've taken our older kids there several times.
Yeah, and I mean, it's
they like it.
Doing very well for us, and we're really proud to get the beer in people's hands as much as we can, because that's the idea.
Well, okay. Absolutely, because it sells itself. If you get an opportunity to have one, you want to have another one.
Stick
right?
around and put down the rake.
We'll be right back.